The State Department of Natural Resources first discovered PCB contamination in the river in 1972. 31 years later, plans are in place to deal with the problem. The work can't start soon enough for people who like to fish, like David Money of Green Bay.
Get it done. We've been talking about it for years. You know, for so long. Let's just do it and get it going.
Money was fishing at Green Bay City Boat Launch within sight of a news conference where Governor Jim Doyle outlined a $284 million project that will dredge or cap sections of the river into Pier and the city of Green Bay. Another $40 million will be spent on monitoring contamination in the bay. Doyle says the so-called Record of Decision is the final plan for the Fox cleanup.
It has been a long road to this point. There have been many decades of study, debate, and delay. Several administrations in Madison and Washington have come and gone.
It's been a long fight for environmentalists who've called for a tough cleanup plan. Becky Caters is the head of the Clean Water Action Council of Northeastern Wisconsin, and she still isn't completely satisfied. Caters says regulators gave in to paper company pressure to cap some sections of the river with sand and gravel instead of dredging the PCBs out. The idea is capping will keep the pollution from coming into contact with fish. Seven paper companies are named as responsible for polluting the river with PCBs that were used in the making and recycling of carbonless copy paper. Caters feels the DNR and EPA haven't treated the pollution as the public health hazard she says it is.
They're leaving decades of contamination for future generations to be exposed to in this system when they have the technology to get more material out and get the PCBs lower right away.
Caters also objects to the use of monitored natural recovery in Green Bay. The plan does not call for dredging in the bay. Instead, fish and water there will be sampled to track PCB levels. The DNR's Fox River Cleanup Project Manager is Bruce Baker. He says it'll be decades longer before the PCB levels in the bay are considered safe. But he says the plan is to get the highly contaminated sections of the river cleaned up and thus shut off the main source of pollution.
Clearly, the biggest thing that we can do right now for the bay is to eliminate the Fox River as a major source to the bay. And all the work we've done, that's really the critical issue, is let's get the river so that it's no longer contributing major quantities of PCBs to Green Bay.
In January, the agencies announced a record of decision for two other sections upstream, starting at Little Lake Butamore. Baker says more immediate improvement should be seen there when dredging begins, maybe as soon as next summer. It'll be a few more years before work begins near De Pere and Green Bay, and sport fishers are anxious to see results. David Money, the fisherman, is aware of the strict fish consumption advisories that warn against eating one's catch near the mouth of the river.
That's why, you know, we just catch and release. If it wasn't so bad, probably would eat them.
Even though the announcement of the Record of Decision is meant to be the final plan, there are still hurdles facing the project. The DNR must find landfills in northeastern Wisconsin that are willing and able to dispose of PCB-contaminated sludge. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.